Good morning. So as I was like writing this post today, what came to mind is, and what God has been like really pouring and developing, is that I probably offended a lot of people with some posts that I've done. And so two posts really come to mind, and one is a wedding designer that she had decided that it was really against her belief in God to make a wedding dress for a same-sex couple. And then another one was a cake designer that had really decided the same thing. And so what comes to mind, I wanted to explain, because really what comes to mind for me when I read posts like that is that in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve existed in this utopic level 10 existence, intimately connected with God, that in the Garden of Eden, God gave them the choice. They had to choose to remain connected with God and achieve the level of living that He desires for them, versus sin, which resulted in physical and really spiritual separation from God. And so God did not take away the choice to choose. He always has that, because it really is our choice. We can choose to live with God, and we can choose to go off and be in sin and reap the consequences of that, really. And so then the second part that comes to mind is, when we are looking at the Gospels and we are seeing Jesus' ministry, when we are looking at beyond, when His disciples are really taking His ministry to the world, we are looking at our ministry. So how I read the Bible is that when we are looking at Jesus, we become more like God. But when we are interacting with the world, we are using Jesus and His ministry with the world. And so every single time Jesus encountered people, they are in sin. They are suffering from their sin. They are suffering in sickness. That every single time God gave them grace and mercy and healing. That when a big critique of the religious community for Jesus is that, why is He always in the company of sinners? And Jesus' response was that, I didn't come for the healthy, I came for the sick. And so we are given the responsibility of being the face of God. And my interpretation that when I read the Bible, is that when we are looking at Jesus interact with the world, that is our ministry on display. And so when people interact with me, they need to see the love of God, because that is what God says. Literally, it is the second most important thing. Love God and love your neighbor. And your neighbor is not the people that you agree with, not the people that you are okay with some of their things. It is every single person that we meet. They should feel the love of God through us. And so the other part is that when we are looking at Jesus' ministry, that is our ministry to the world. So I have, for every single person, regardless of the sin that you are in, I have the fix for that. And that is to give you the tools to establish your faith in God, because that's what He did. And what comes to mind for me is a scripture in Hebrews. And He said that when you were dead, Ephesians, when you were dead in your sin, that Jesus said, you showed up with your faith and Jesus gave you salvation. And then as you moved along in your faith with God, that you didn't meet judgment. Don't do these and don't do that. That He began to fill your life with a lot of grace and mercy and favor, all of it unearned. And all of it unmerited. We actually deserve death for our sins. But He gave us grace, mercy, and favor, because that's the way that God redeems sin. And so for me, it feels like if I show up and I tell you I use my version of religion to exclude you from really what I feel like is humanity, that you should be able to enjoy all the freedoms that I have, and that includes buying a cake. And so if I choose my version of religion to exclude you, then I have not shown you the love of Christ. And for me, I have now become a stumbling block in your way of being able to see Christ, whether you believe or not. I have created a stumbling block because the Jesus that I serve, he can redeem every single sin, even the sins that I find detestable, like rape and murder, that God can redeem every single person's sin from their lives. And for me, it is my ministry to spread love and acceptance, because that is the first step in the redemption process.